Temperature Mac coming up after this break, but David Icke is our guest for another 5 minutes. And I was during the break, I said, what do you think is most important to finish off with? And he said, Albert Pike's letter. And I've read his book, Morals and Dogma. Of course, this letter is reported to be at the British Naval Museum. He was a Confederate general, the founder of the Klan, a British agent trying to break up the U.S. with the Civil War. And all of that's been confirmed. But this letter is just amazing, the way it predicted everything they've done. So go over some of that letter, the three phases in the last 5 minutes, David. Go ahead.
Well, Albert Pike, who, of course, was a massive, massive Freemason, an absolute Freemasonic god. And, of course, his statue is in Washington, D.C., right next to Washington, D.C. Police headquarters, which is quite appropriate, I would say. We're dealing with Freemasonry. And it's alleged that he wrote this letter to a guy called Mazzini, a very infamous Illuminati operative. And he predicted in this letter three world wars that were coming. It was alleged to have been sent in or written in 1871. And the First World War, he talks about the overthrow of the Tsars in Russia and making the country a fortress of atheist communism, etc. He talks about bringing the British and Germanic empires into the war. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists, and talks about things that happened then. But the point that it leads to is the Third World War, which really, I mean, I've been saying for years that's the plan, which it is. And the description in the letter of the Third World War is absolutely describing the period we're going through now. He says this: the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agenteur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the State of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and atheists. We shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And he talks about the fact that they're going to make, in effect, the global society so full of turmoil, so full of upheaval, that the people will turn to the few, the cabal, and say, save us from it. And the cabal will then say, well, to do that, we must do this.
And we know in 1919, these are confirmed, Lord Milner repeated it about creating a Germanic superstate to start a new war. And we know they used World War I for the League of Nations. We have the Carnegie documents about World War II being engineered. I mean, this is real.
Yeah, I mean, Milner was the head of a secret society in London called the Round Table, which spawned the Trilateral Commission and the
CFR,
the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs. It spawned, of course, the Club of Rome, the Bilderberg Group eventually. And
David, we're almost out of time. Do you agree?
House of Rothschild is at the absolute center of this in the human world, if you like.
And David, we're almost out of time. You've agreed to come back on sooner rather than later. I'd like to get you on the next month because a quickening is happening. But do you agree briefly, we are on the cusp of what could be World War III? They are pushing us in that direction.
Oh, exactly. That's always been the plan. Three world wars to change the world to a global fascist dictatorship. We do not have to play their game. It's time to say no. No more.
David, amazing. I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. Let me say bye to you during this break. Sheriff Richard Mack with Solutions on Taking Back Our County. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action. Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at DeadlyRecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, DeadlyRecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we've got here in the final 52 minutes of this radio broadcast, we have Sheriff Richard Mack, author, speaker, former sheriff. Richard Mack has served in a wide variety of roles over the course of his nearly 20-year career in law enforcement, which began in Provo, Utah. Mack began his career with the Provo Police Department. And, of course, he then became a sheriff. And he, of course, was involved in a famous Supreme Court case defending the Second Amendment, and now he's traveling all over the country in high demand, educating people about the 10th Amendment, the 11th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, the power of states' rights, and the fact that the legislature creates the counties. Cities are then chartered under the state. We have the cities trying to take over the states now. I mean, that's basically what's happening. You have cities trying to take over the counties, which is an extension of the state. And so this is completely backwards. It's just like globalists have come into Austin, and they have financed Austin raising a $2.6 billion tax, doubling our energy cost in the next 3 years. They're seizing MOPAC to put toll roads on it, admittedly illegal. It's an existing road. But they don't care. I mean, because the cities aren't following the 10th Amendment. They have been taken over, just like the federal government's been taken over. So we've got our head them off at the pass, taking our counties and our states back. So it's not just 10th Amendment nullification of unconstitutional federal laws and taxes that's moving forward. And you're seeing that, of course, with Arizona saying they're going to defend the border down there. But it's expanding to now the county sheriffs as well. And for over a decade, Sheriff Richard Mack has been exposing this. He also has a book on the subject. But Sheriff, before we go any further and get into that, talk about the state of the Second Amendment. And for folks that aren't aware of it, your Supreme Court case and your take on what the Supreme Court ruled on a few weeks ago. But good to have you here with us.
Well, thanks, Alex. It's always great to be with you, and I appreciate you giving me some time today. And, man, yes, I am really busy, and I'll be in Fresno this weekend, and on Monday I go to Amarillo, and we're going to have several sheriffs there, and I'm teaching my Constitution class for peace officers there to public and peace officers alike, and I'm doing that all across the country. And I really do feel that the title of my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, really basically tells it all. That's a state sovereignty issue. Arizona is now exemplifying the power of state sovereignty. It is the only answer left. I don't see any other recourse for the states or for personal freedom other than states standing against the incursions of the federal government.
Sheriff, I want to get to that in a moment, but I want to go back first to your history for folks who may not know who you are. We're on a lot of new stations since you were last on with us, and kind of talk about your awakening so other officers can basically see it from that perspective. And then let's get into your Supreme Court case and where you see the Second Amendment being. Then we'll spend the rest of the hour on the states' rights movement.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, when I was elected sheriff here in southern Arizona, it was in Graham County back in 1988. Then I was reelected in 1992. And then the Brady Bill came out in it was signed into law by Bill Clinton at the end of 1993. And it went into effect February of 1994. And the key part of that whole thing is that there was a component within the Brady Bill that required local officials, and it was in most cases the sheriff, to conduct background checks on citizens before they could buy a gun. So we're being forced under a threat of arrest. There was no money attached to this, Alex, as you'll recall, but there was a threat of arrest if we failed to comply. So this is the first time in U.S. history that the United States Congress wished to compel and commandeer the office of sheriffs for federal bidding. So this is the picture. This is the perspective. Local officials elected by, for, and of the people to serve their needs and to serve their constitutional rights are now being dragooned, as one of the judges called it. We're now being dragooned into federal service and forced to violate our oath of office and to violate the rights of our citizens to keep and bear arms. And if we don't do it, they threaten to arrest us.
You're being pressed into service. You're being literally shanghaied, enslaved, drug on to the federal reservation with an unconstitutional law. Thank God it's to some extent been thrown out,
right?
But still there, some remnants. I mean, this is amazing that this is going on, and it's an unfunded mandate. It's literally indentured servitude. I mean, there's so many issues here. Continue.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned indentured servitude, because I actually filed on the 13th Amendment, which was, just what you said, unlawful servitude.
Yes.
And to the federal government. And the federal government cannot tell your sheriff what to do. There is no one. Not the EPA, not the FBI, not the President of the United States, and I don't care who the President is. I don't care if it's George Washington himself. He has no authority to tell your sheriff or your local officials what to do. That's why they usually try
to
drive
everybody. That's
the
whole point of the states.
Exactly.
And if we allow the feds to tell us what size toilet we can have and what our kids can eat and what the sheriff can do, I mean, why even have states?
Exactly. That's a key point. And so now the states can't even control their own land or their own resources. In fact, Arizona, Nevada, and Utah are all about 85% owned by the federal government. My county of Graham County, Arizona, is 95% owned by the federal government. I wonder when we're going to wake up and say, you know, this isn't Arizona. We're federal enclave number 48 because we were the 48th state. So it's time that the governors of every state tell the federal government to get out, and my case can prove it. Now, what I did is I said, look, I'm not going to go along. There's no way that I'm going to violate my oath for the federal government, for the Clinton administration, for this stupid thing called the Brady Bill. And so I was the first sheriff in the United States to file a lawsuit against my own government. And the decision was just between me and my wife and the Lord. That was all it was. And the next day, the historical perspective of this is that I called the NRA. I had no place else to go. I wasn't a member of anything. I wasn't a member of the NRA. I'm still not today. But I called them and I said, what can I do to stop this? And they said, we've already been working on this case, and we needed a sheriff to call so we could have standing. And I said, well, let's do it. I want my own lawyer, though. And they recommended a lawyer for me that I hired personally out here in Arizona by the name of Dave Hardy. He worked with the NRA lawyers. And we got this thing filed the very day the Brady Bill took effect on February 28, 1994. Then some other sheriffs joined the case, and there was only five or six that came in. Sheriff Prince from Montana and I ended up at the United States Supreme Court in December of 1996. And on June 27, 1997, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the Brady Bill was indeed unconstitutional, that the federal government cannot tell the states what to do, that they cannot, and this is in the ruling itself, let me tell you what this is.
So they indentured the gun dealers instead, and it should be thrown out on that. But the point is, you took action, you sued, you got involved. Americans want to know what solutions are. Everybody just start standing up to the feds. We'll win, lose, we'll draw. But we know if we lay down, we're going to lose. Go ahead.
Well, that's right. And listen to this. I mean, this was so well hidden from the public, and Bill Clinton made the media go along with him in making sure that the citizens of this country never heard what this decision really did. Now, listen to this. This is the order of the court. The federal government may neither issue directives requiring the states even to address particular problems, nor command the state's officers or those of their political subdivisions. And you just addressed what those are, cities and counties, to administer or enforce a federal regulatory program. Such commands are fundamentally incompatible with our constitutional system of dual sovereignty.
And what does that say? That's a Supreme Court ruling that you never hear about. What does that say for cap and trade? What does that say with the feds showing up onshore in Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, now Texas, telling county commissioners and sheriffs they can't be on the beach? Some little BP goon. I mean, that's why this stuff's important, because, I mean, that's what the 11th Amendment says. You know, you have foreign powers come and buy off presidents and Congress. We've got to have state rights so they can't have BP. I mean, what's next? Is BP going to tell us move out of our house? They're going to move in? Next, we got to give our daughters to BP? Like, you know, Prima Noctu 600 years ago in England?
Yeah, Prima Nocta was, you're starting to wonder, because they're sure raping our land all the time. Now, it also says a lot about nationalized socialistic health care, Alex, as you well know. Because if the states cannot be forced to participate in a federal regulatory program, then we have 30 states suing right now that don't need to sue at all. All they need to do is ask for summary judgment based on our case. This case already proves that nationalized socialistic health care is unconstitutional, and the states do not have to go along.
But the Romans knew that roads were key to controlling areas. That's why all roads led to Rome in the old world 2,000-plus years ago. That's why they brought in NAFTA superhighways and the federal highways. Now they can tax and control those and control the communities. They take our tax money, send it to Washington, then build the roads. It's incredible. Sheriff Mack, amazing. That's why I wanted to go over that key Supreme Court ruling that you got to show the power of the individual, the power of the ruling, and to illustrate the 10th Amendment. Now we're going to come back and talk about state powers with the borders and everything else. And not just to take over the legislatures, that's our right and duty, but the sheriff's department, straight ahead with an American hero, Richard Mack.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Listen up, folks. This is important. Alex Jones here. Now you can get free shipping on the storable, easy-to-fix, delicious food from eFoodsDirect.com. From July 4th through July 14th, we have looming evacuations in the Southeast, unemployment insurance running out, and predictions of huge inflation. So we all need to get as much food as we can. Every one of you needs to buy as much storable food as possible. This is the perfect time to do just that with eFoods Direct and take advantage of their free shipping special. When you order from eFoodsDirect.com from July 4th through July 14th, every dollar you spend will buy the food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping in the continental United States. This is Alex Jones wishing you and your family true independence this 4th of July with great food and free shipping through July 14th from eFoodsDirect.com. You can order on the website eFoodsDirect.com or simply call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/ship-free.
Is our guest till the end of the transmission coming up here in about 35 minutes. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic is a new documentary film with R.J. Harris, Michael Bagnarek, Alex Jones, Richard Mack, Edwin Vieira, Cynthia Davis, Charles Key, and many others. This film is so important because it really supercharges the Tea Parties and libertarian groups and pro-America organizations that want to save our country from globalism by illustrating the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, by illustrating the power of the sheriff, by illustrating the power of the state legislature, and how it's our right and duty to stand up for this nation. And the fact that the feds are doing this is treason by every measurement. And so that is available at Infowars.com. Also, the new film, The Secret of Oz, Solutions for a Broken Economy, amazing film by the maker of The Money Masters, Bill Still. This has got a lot of great solutions as well. You want solutions, that's what we're all about at Infowars.com. All right, Sheriff Mack, this is a short segment, but you've got the floor. Let's break down your metamorphosis, your awakening to the Tenth Amendment, and that leading you now to be one of the main leaders really carrying the torch of freedom and having people rediscover the power of the state, and particularly the sheriff, another key battlefront that we're on.
Yeah, it is that. And like I say, it's I think it's our only hope left. Now, I'm reading from a little pocket-sized brief of the case. And if anybody would like to get that, it's called The Victory for State Sovereignty, the Mack Prince versus USA case. And it's available at my website, and it's sheriffmack.com. You can also get the book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, which everyone should have a copy of both of these. This little booklet that I have in my hand that I'm reviewing with you right now regarding this case, the most powerful and monumental Tenth Amendment decision in the history of our country. This was all about states' rights. It talks about the EPA being unconstitutional. It talks about the states not being puppets of the ventriloquist Congress. It talks about the Supremacy Clause. And that is a key component of this whole thing, because Barack Obama is saying he wants to sue Arizona on the Supremacy Clause. Well, Justice Scalia already says that the Supremacy Clause does not give the federal government supremacy. It says that the Constitution is supreme, not the federal government. And that's a huge difference. And one of the key components of this case is that the decision is based on this, and Scalia, who wrote the decision, says this over and over in the decision, and I quote, "State legislatures are not subject to federal direction," end quote. So if we are not subject to federal direction, and if we indeed, as this case says, if the states are indeed sovereign, then that means that the federal government is not our boss. They cannot tell us what to do. They cannot issue directives to the states. They cannot control our land, our water, our education, our health care, or anything else that they're trying to shove down our throats. So where do we go to make sure that we know and understand this? The same place I went. Now, Alex, you mentioned I was a rookie cop in Provo, Utah. When I was there, I made a huge mistake. I actually read the Constitution. I took my oath of office after that very seriously. I dedicated... Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I thought my phone went dead there.
No, it never clicked. Go ahead.
Okay, good. But I made a commitment to myself that I would never go against the Constitution, that I would uphold and defend the Constitution just like I promised to do. And if we wake up local officials to that principle, that they'll keep their word when they swear an oath that is required by Article 6 of our own Constitution, that the Founding Fathers put in there, that all state and local officials would be required to swear allegiance not to the king, not to the president, not to some bureaucracy, not to the governor, but to the people, that we promised that we would uphold and defend their constitutional rights. And if we had everybody in local government doing just that, country actually keeping their oath and defending the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. If we actually had that, Alex, we would get our freedom back tomorrow.
Oh, it would paralyze the New World Order, and that's why they're demonizing you. That's why they're so scared, and that's why everybody's got to go to your website and get your book and give it to their sheriff. Some sheriffs won't read a book, but they need to. You can get them Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic at InfoWars.com. Give them the book and the video, and go down there and hand deliver it and say, Sheriff, You know, America's in a lot of trouble. You know, this has got the solutions, and this will help you rediscover what you're really supposed to do. And
we're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Sheriff Richard Mack. We're talking about solutions. You want solutions? Take your county back. And the key place is the sheriff. Take your city council back. Take your state house back. But it's a lot easier to educate the sheriff or to get somebody to run for sheriff who's good, especially in this climate, than to take full control of the county commissioners or full control of the state house. Though that's starting to happen, and we're going to cover some of that news here in a moment. But this is such a central issue. You want solutions? It's work. But it's going to be more work being a slave. And this is exciting to do this. And so we're going to be talking more with Sheriff Richard Mack about his instrumental plan to get the sheriffs back that he's been pushing for over a decade. And it's really starting to bear fruit, and it's very exciting. And the destiny of this nation and this republic is in your hands. Before we go any further, though, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. That's one word, purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. It's very inexpensive. And the best part is it's all made in the USA. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower and bath filters. Check out their banners on Prison Planet and InfoWars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com today to take control of your water supply. And it's made in the USA. I know that'll make the feds mad. Because if we have any industry left, we may still be independent, but doesn't matter. The feds are traitors. PureWaterFreedom.com. Finally, our wonderful sponsor, eFoodsDirect.com. One word, the letter E, foodsdirect.com/free ship, or you can just find it on their main site. Until the 14th, so for another 6 days, free shipping anywhere in the continental United States. You can even do multiple orders, multiple locations. That is a huge value. One of the biggest expenses with storable food is the shipping. I've never seen him do a special this good, and it's the July 4th special running through July 14th, high-quality storable foods. eFoodsDirect.com, or give them a call, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. This is high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, brand-new, fresh food, a bunch of different food lines, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633, absolutely essential. Okay, going back to Sheriff Richard Mack, people can get Don't Tread on Me, that I'm a consultant on and also in with yourself, at InfoWars.com, and they've got to get it to every sheriff because it covers the same info that's in your book. But your book gets into more detail, and is also people, you know, respect books. It's important to have them. You explain the power of the states. It's written from a sheriff's perspective, a guy that's won at the Supreme Court. You have a lot of gravitas. Again, give people the website or a number so they can get your book and get it in the hands of sheriffs. This is like a stake through the heart of vampires, every sheriff that we wake up.
Well, that is SheriffMack.com, Sheriff, 1R2S, and Mack, M-A-C-K. Just go to SheriffMack.com, and the book actually needs to get to county commissioners and county attorneys. Most of the sheriffs in the country have the book. However, you need to follow up and make sure they read it, just as you said. No one can guarantee they read it. We also have it on CD, so if somebody doesn't want to read, they can listen to it. And it is me reading the book. And then you can get these little booklets, and every state legislator, every county commissioner, every state and local official should see this little booklet, the Victory for State Sovereignty, because it reviews what we've been talking about here on the show, and it's in pocket-sized form, and in 10 minutes, your state rep or your local county commissioner or your local sheriff can see what this case actually did to restore state sovereignty in this
country.
Okay,
we're going to talk about your plan and versus what the feds are doing, the alternative, here in a moment. But I want to, since you are a sheriff from the West, I want to draw this analogy here and then get involved with what's happening on the Arizona border right now and this act of treason by Obama. But going back, we've all seen Westerns.
Well, Alex, let me just reiterate something that you said. This is about solutions. This isn't just talking about things that are horrible and going on in our country. We could do that till next year and still not finish. This is about a solution that is reasonable, effective, quick, and doable and constitutional.
And it's the law.
We should already,
it's
the
law.
The law.
And we're going to get into that in a moment, but I want to just give people so they have a mental image of what's happened so they can have respect for themselves again.
Okay.
We've all seen those Westerns and Matt Dillon and John Wayne, and I always thought growing up as a kid, you know, those are just movies where there's a corrupt town with bad guys in it, robbing and raping and, oppressing and taking farmers' water and taking their daughters, and finally people stand up. Or I thought it was a Louis L'Amour novel. Now I've read a lot of histories of the West and things that happened in this country, and even after World War II in a Tennessee town when the vets came home and there was a corrupt government and they had to run them out. But this is what happened in 1776. It's what Andrew Jackson fought against. It's always a repeat of the scallywags, the carpetbaggers, the corrupt interests that come in, the Rockefeller men sending Pinkerton Security, like in that Clint Eastwood movie where the mining town and the railroad men come and are killing people to take their claims. That's a composite of thousands of true events. But more often than not, people stood up because they were armed and fought back. And, you know, the issue here is what's happening with the feds? What's happening in our society? We see that Hollywood image of the town finally standing up. That's what America is. That's what our counties are. That's what our societies are. And people, you've just got to get angry. You got to start talking. You got to turn the television set off. You got to get to the commissioner's court. You got to get with others. You got to get angry. And you got to get the facts and the Constitution. Because I'm going to say it again. It is like a stake through the heart of these vampires. Because our country was born in the fight for liberty. We've been through this over and over again. We're not the first people to go through this, and we've got the blueprint of how to beat these people.
We do, and it's every bit constitutional. It's every bit lawful, and it is a peaceful process. This will not hurt anyone except the traitors in Washington, D.C. There is no answer in Washington, D.C. It is the most corrupt place on the face of the planet, but we can make headway in our counties, and we can take America back county by county and state by state. But it's got to start with you, every one of your listeners. You've got to know and understand the principle of state sovereignty. Your sheriff has got to know and understand the principle of state sovereignty and local autonomy, and that's exactly what my lawsuit was about. Now, Judge John Roll said, and that's also quoted in my little booklet that I have here in my hand, The Victory for State Sovereignty. He said, Mac is thus forced to choose between keeping his oath or obeying the act, subjecting himself to possible sanctions. Well, my question is to every peace officer and sheriff in this country, when you are forced by the federal government and the lawmakers around you to choose between your oath or following laws and statutes, which one are you going to do? Are you going to side with the people and freedom, or are you going to continue to acquiesce and follow the...
Well, the founders had us swear to this oath because they wanted to point out this is the real law. This is the power. This is the America.
Exactly.
This is the republic, not what some flim-flammer comes along later with them. And that's what Thomas Jefferson, George Washington said over and over again. You got to stick to this, not what lawyers come and invent later or what they try to twist out of it.
That's exactly correct, and this is all foundational, it's all fundamental, and the first page of my book, I'm glad you talked about Thomas Jefferson, because I quote him on the very first page of my book, and he says, when all governments shall be drawn to Washington as the center of all power, it will render powerless the checks provided and become as venal and oppressive as the government from which we separated. The question is, Alex, to whom can your people turn? The people in Austin, Texas, or the people in southern Arizona, or the people throughout this country, who can they turn to for peace, safety, and protection when government from Washington, D.C. has become venal and oppressive? And the answer is your county sheriff and your local officials.
All right, well, let's describe the true role of the sheriff, because people have never been taught this. I mean, versus what's happening all over the country where the feds come in and will put tens of millions of dollars in to and buy off sheriffs and counties to get the city to absorb the county when the county is the unit of the state. I mean, this is treason. I keep using that word. They know exactly what they're. This is federal conquest of the states in a very sneaky way.
Well, my case even addresses that, and Scalia brings up the issue of compromising local authority in order to take federal grants and federal money. The federal government is very wise. Let's not pretend anything here. This plan of attack to destroy state sovereignty and local autonomy and the power of the counties has been an orchestrated event. They've even voted sheriffs out in Connecticut. There are no more sheriffs in Connecticut. Massachusetts is trying to do the same thing. Ohio now has one county where the sheriff is no longer elected but appointed. And every sheriff that I've talked to, and I've been talking to hundreds of sheriffs this past year, every one of them, well, not every one of them, but there's about a half of them that are worried if they take strong stands against the federal government and do what my book suggests, that they might lose federal funding.
And again, that's a coward's mindset. We've gotten to this point of the sheriff being abolished because the enemy is attacking the Constitution and our republic. And instead of saying, oh, I better cower, you know, for the 5 years or whatever you're in, you ought to think about your kids and grandkids, and you should get up there and stand up. I mean, how do we come from the toughest, roughest, smartest people to a bunch of castrated cowards? I tell you, those sheriffs are pathetic.
Well, it's all about the money, and I have said this, and I say this in my book, that anyone in this country, I don't care if it's a sheriff, state rep, county commissioner, or anyone else, if you're willing to compromise liberty, if you're willing to compromise the freedom of your citizens to continue to take money, then you, sir, are the traitor, and you have betrayed your own people. This is time to stand, and when I sent this book to Sheriff Prince, I said, Sheriff, tell me honestly, is this book true and is it the answer? And he says, of course it is. The problem is you've got too many damn wimpy sheriffs. And Alex, I'm just going to tell it like it is. If the sheriffs in this country have the courage to stand, that's the only thing we lack now, is courage within our local communities, courage from county attorneys, courage from county sheriffs and county commissioners to uphold and defend the Constitution for the people and stop taking the money. Throw that stupid money out.
Yeah, we don't need quasi-federal deputized federal toadies. We need the counties and people not liking the feds. That was back when America was free and people were smart. I mean, going back to our founding, not these little pathetic toadies and creatures of the feds. We need men. We need strong leaders who are loved in their communities to bring back true peace officers, not these law enforcement lackeys who desecrate the Constitution and enforce all this made-up crud. Now, I want to bring up a subject here with you while we've got you, Sheriff Mack. We'll have you back soon. But I want to read to you from Encyclopedia Britannica, and it's the same thing in the definition, Wikipedia, they've all got it. High treason, the definition of high treason, participating in a war against one's country, attempting to overthrow its government, spying on its military, its diplomats, or its secret services for a hostile and foreign power, or attempting to kill its head of state, and it goes on, are the best known types. Now, the most classic archetypal is enemies inside the gates, who are traitors, opening the drawbridge to let the enemy in. Now, we've got the states, 80 to 100 miles, a third of Arizona, where you were a sheriff, has imploded. Sheriff Babbo is begging for help. There's death threats. They've killed thousands of law enforcement, peace officers, but they are law enforcement down in Mexico, in this war. They're now literally roads, highways, the parkland, off limits. Obama tells Senator Kyle treacherously, I want to keep that crisis going so I get amnesty. That's on record. So we have all of this happening. Is that not high treason? I have the article, Obama commits act of high treason, sides with foreign power against Arizona. I have all the facts. I have the 11th Amendment saying the feds can't sue a state or an individual citizen on behalf of a foreign power or an alien, because that was the first amendment they passed after the first 10, because you know the states knew the feds could be bought off by foreign corporate powers. Is this not an act of treason by Obama going in there trying to block the state when it's trying to not collapse like Mexico?
Well, it is, and not only that, but there's more on the record about what Obama has done. Now, remember, he brought Presidente Felipe Calderon from Mexico to our own United States Congress inside our U.S. Capitol to assail and criticize our own Constitution, our own freedom, our own country, our own laws, and then he got a standing ovation from the liberals and the leftists and the traitors in Washington, D.C. All that was treason. Every bit of this, you cannot show me anything that Washington, D.C. has done in the past 10, 20 years.
NAFTA and GATT giving our authority to the WTO, unelected corporate board. The SPP that they kept secret, the Judicial Watch got, said we've got to keep this secret in the founding document that the president signed. We got to keep this secret. We got to bring a carbon tax in to erect a North American Union government. I mean, that is the definition of high treason.
Anytime that you want to destroy or have politicians who attempt or want to destroy our own Constitution, I believe the Founding Fathers intended that to be treason. And there's only three law enforcement authorities granted to the federal government within Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution. It's counterfeiting, felonies committed on the high seas, and treason. Now, if the FBI would investigate treason in this country, they would never get out of Washington, D.C. for the next 10 years. And that would be one time I would tell them they probably need more manpower, because the treason going on in Washington, D.C. right now is absolutely phenomenal.
And it is treason. And you know, going back to what's happening, instead of the traitors and the treasonous vermin bought and paid for by this global New World Order corporate takeover, and that's what it is, instead, we've got the MIAC Homeland Security reports that good peace officers sent us, where the government is not doing – that's a facade that they're worried about turbaned Arabs. I mean, that is literally just to get us to give our rights up. 90-plus percent of it, they are behind the scenes like roaches in a cheap motel, spending all their time hating veterans, conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, Ron Paul, myself, you. I mean, they are just doing nothing but trying to brainwash police and sheriff's departments that we are the devil. I mean, that really shows you who these people are. We're saying we want America back, and they're saying if you got a portrait of John Wayne in your house, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, and the Southern Poverty Law Center, I've been fighting them ever since I filed my lawsuit back in 1994.
Yeah, they're writing those reports.
And, oh, gosh, and these guys are absolutely out of control. They are the acorn of politics in America. Acorn being also a branch of treason from the federal government. But Southern Poverty Law Center is just like Acorn. They get a lot of money from the federal government to lie and to do just the opposite of protecting our Constitution. They want to destroy our Constitution, and I'm proud to be listed with you and other patriots of this country. I'm number 18 on that list, and I'm very proud to stand with you and Ron Paul and Chuck Baldwin and Joe Bannister and others, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, and I'm proud to be on the board of directors of Oath Keepers. And this is all boiling down to whether or not the peace officers in this country, the sheriffs of this country, will do one thing, and that is to uphold and defend their oath of office, to uphold and defend the Constitution.
God bless you. Absolutely. Our names are on that John Hancock. You know, they're on that Constitution. That's an enemy warrant against us by these traitors, and they are traitors. We'll be right back with Sheriff Mack.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Thank you. want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Just in other news before we finish up with Sheriff Richard Mack, we saw a local Fox News say the Army searching people's cars and putting them through X-ray machines in Albany, New York. And I saw newscasts suddenly in Illinois where it's happening, and regular Marines in California searching people for DWIs. I mean, this is martial law. And here it is, a New York National Guard involved in mass arrest of U.S. citizens. We reported on part one of this Fox show yesterday. Now we have part two where they announced on the show, oh, the Army is arresting people for drinking, for guns. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is a strategic, creeping federal takeover. And we've warned you, and now they're talking about 400,000 regular Army on the streets of America. They've got threat fusion centers, federalizing local police. We have got to slow this down and then reverse it, and that's where Sheriff Mack comes in. Here's another one. This is up on GCNlive.com. Obama science czar called for global carbon tax. The government kept these Holdren documents secret. They've now released them. The science czar said we, quote, must redistribute the wealth of America to the Southern Hemisphere. This is another act of treason. And, of course, he means to the banks down there. I mean, folks, these are criminals. He wants to ruin you. This is by design. This is stated. Here's another one. Harvard professor, GCNlive.com, by Paul Joseph Watson. And then we've got a link to the Korean Times. He's the former chief economist of the IMF, says exploit Gulf disaster for carbon tax and that it's a good thing. GCNlive.com. Gulf Coast, now a BP police state, as law enforcement conspires with BP to intimidate journalists. GCNlive.com. These articles are also important. Climate Gate whitewash complete. Third inquiry clears everyone involved. GCNlive.com by Steve Watson. But the inquiry was all filled with global warming crooks, with global warming people who promote it. It's all a fraud. Sheriff Mack, we got 3 minutes left here at the end. This is make it or break it. We are going into bondage, but our ancestors rose to the occasion. Will we rise to the occasion, or will we go into slavery because it was too fun to drink beer and watch TV?
Well, I'm afraid there's one way to prevent it, and it's at your local level. The answer to that question, if you want to stop tyranny, if you want to stop the UN, if you want to stop the global gun grab, if you want to stop the land grab, if you want to protect your children and your family's freedom and liberty, if you want to protect your Constitution, you must start with your local sheriff, your county commission, and do it in your own town and in your own county. That's the only answer left. We can do it. I'm having emails from sheriff candidates all across this country. I'm helping them with their campaigns. I was contacted by AP talking about all the sheriff races across the country that are concentrating on which candidate will be the most constitutional sheriff. If you have a constitutional sheriff who will protect you from all enemies, both foreign and domestic, who will protect you from the gun grabbers and protect you from the globalists, you will win. And you will get your freedom back, and it will be done peacefully, effectively, and you will be able to live in freedom once again. And if it's nothing more than your county, then so be it.
And if we can convert the massive Tea Party energy, not just in the congressional candidates, but in the sheriffs, and point out the incumbency of these corrupt sheriffs and get patriots in, this is another major move on the chessboard. The next move is checkmate of the enemy if we can do this. Sheriff Mack, I salute you. I salute your passion and Oath Keepers and all the work we're doing. We know the enemy's going to stage terror attacks like Oklahoma City and try to blame it on us. It's not going to work. We got the word out on that. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Have a great weekend that's coming up, sir.
Thanks a lot, Alex. I'll see you soon.
People can go to Sheriff Mack's website and find out about where you're speaking next, correct?
You bet. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, sir. We're out of time. Retransmission starts now. One place, Infowars.com. I'll be back tomorrow with huge informative guests, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Great job, crew. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. Hoorah! Victory!
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.